Well, I wouldn't do it then. Why should I diminish his chayr in Eilam Haba? Because I need to say a drasha. Okay.
Just 15
minutes? Okay. We are on Samach Chesem and Beis. The Gemara is looking for a drasha that says that a woman who has an illicit relationship with someone, or a marriage relationship with someone that she's not allowed to marry, can no longer eat truma. And we came up with the pasuk of Baskayin Kisil Ishzar, and we asked, we need that for a regular lady that marries Zar, Met Blega Baskayin. We entered, it says two Baskayin Kisil Ishzar. It says, twice B'chol Kaidish, B'chol Zar Lo Yaychu Bay. One is a regular Zar, one is for the Baskayin that marries Yisrael, and therefore it leaves open the pasuk of Baskayin Kisil Ishzar to say that if she had an illicit relationship or a marriage relationship with somebody she can't marry, she can no longer eat truma the rest of her life. That's where we left it off. We had a question we're going to get into in a moment. Just as an aside, Rishayim have a kasha. We learned before that we translated the word zayna every person who had a relationship with someone that she can't marry. That's how we translated the word zayna back a few blocks ago, according to Rabbanan. Right? There were many opinions. What is a zayna? And one of them was Koshin the Vala Bila Psula. Anybody that she lived with that she's not allowed to marry. So she's a Zayna. So what's the Gemara looking for a Pasuk? For a girl who had a relationship with someone she can't marry, that she can't eat Truma, and we need a Pasuk Baskaya Kisil Ishzar. She's a Zayna. A Zayna can't eat Truma.
How do you know?
Isha Zayna B'chalol. How do I know a Zayna can't eat Truma? I guess there must be a source that a Zayna can't eat Truma, but that's Rishayim's Kasha. The L'chayri, she's a Zayna. And if she's a Zayna, why do I need a Pasuk? That's Rishayim's Kasha. What would be the source for a Zayna? I don't know. Good question. I should look up the Rishayim, they'll bring the source. And the answer they give is this is going like the Man the Yaman that says Zayna is only a Meishas Ish. The Zayin is only a very limited kind of illicit relationship. But a woman that lives with a pasul is not a Zayin. Therefore, the Gemara wants to know a pasik for that man, the Amar. That's what the Rishayim meant.
But when we define that,
that's because we go with the other opinion. But this Gemara is working with that opinion. That's what the Rishayim say. Again, you have a good question. Where do we know a Zayin can't eat Truma? But they seem to think that that's a davar muskim. It's an accepted thing, and I don't know the source. Zok to Gemara Vayter. We're going to start again. Second line from the top. I'm sorry? She's a Zayna, right. But how do I know she can't eat Truma? That's the question. She can't marry a Kayan, either can a Grusha. That's a Pasuk. A Grusha can't marry a Kayan, but a Grusha can eat Truma. Maybe a Zayna can also eat Truma. That's what Dr. Harris is asking. There must be a Pasuk that says it, and therefore, that's the Rishayim's Kasha. I'm sorry. That's fact, yeah. That's a fact. Well, that's true even from this Gemara. Anusa from what? Anusa from a man she's not allowed to marry. Then she can eat truma unless she's an Eishes Ish. No. It's only Nivelu L'Pasala. We had one man the Amar that said, Pane Abal Apnuya as a Zayna. There's only one man the Amar. Right. Okay. Second line from the top, Samach Zayin Amid Beis. Did I start the recording? I'll find that in a second.
Yes, you did.
Okay, I pushed start. Fakti Gemara, Vakati mi boiler with Rabbi Yaisi Bar Chanina. Don't I need it for Rabbi Yaisi Bar Chanina? Namar Rabbi Yaisi Bar Chanina, V'chol Zar, says V'chol Zar lo yeichu bai, Zara samar ki lach v'lo yaninas. It's to exclude that an Einan can eat Truma. Now, I just want to explain one thing before I move on. The translation of Einan in the Gemara and the translation of Einan in contemporary terms is slightly different. When the Gemara talks about Einan eating Truma, Kachim, Meiser, it means the day of Misa, biblically. Whether the Kvura takes place that day or whether the Kvura takes place 2 days later, A biblical Einam is only the day that the one of the seven relatives died, and possibly the night afterwards. So machloikas, whether Aninos Laila is a Deraisa, or Aninos Laila is a Drabana. That Aninos has zero to do with his obligation to do mitzvahs. It's a halacha that an Einam can't eat kachim, an Einam can't do avayit in the Beis HaMikdash unless he's kohen gadol, an Einam can't eat Maitre Sheni. Those are the restrictions of Einan that we refer to in the Gemara. And the halacha is that an Einan can eat truma. There's a separate halacha of an Einan that today, contemporarily, Rachmana Litzlan, is what happens if somebody loses one of his relatives. And that is, he's patur min ha-mitzvos until the kfura. And there's a machlokes rishonim why that is true. Whether it's because he's oisek b'mitzvah patur min ha-mitzvah, or is it because of respect of the mace? But either way, it has zero to do with this kind of Einan. This kind of Einan would only be biblically the day of Misa. Rabbinically, through the day of Kura. But it's not, when we talk about Einan biblically here, we don't mean that if the Revi'i is 2 days later, the guy's in Einan for 2.5 days. No. It's Yom HaMisa and maybe the night afterwards. It's not the halacha patur min ha-mitzvah. It's a separate halacha called an Einan. A person who loses, Rachmana Litzlan, one of his seven relatives, is an Einan the day of the death. End of story. What? It comes from mourning, not mourning per se, but for a state, I don't know, it means, I don't know. There is a translation of the word is in the mourning family, but it's not mourning. It's a status of being broken, shattered. What?
Not being able to do mitzvahs is also
deraisa? That's a question of mitzvah. That's a deraisa, correct.
It is?
Yeah.
What halakha is this aninus for Yisrael? For Yisrael?
Can't eat kachim. If he brought a shlomim, he won't be able to eat it.
That's the only halakha.
Can't eat Maitre Sheni. In fact, that's the only halakha for a kohen too. A kohen can't do avoda. Added one.
Truma?
He could eat truma. That's what we learn out. Zoras amayti loch b'loy aninas. There's no restriction. If the Gemara is going to get into it, it comes out very interesting that Maitre Sheni, which is usually less Kaddish than Truma, an Einan can eat, perfect. And Truma he could eat. That's what the Gemara is going to get into. Coming up. Right, I think in the 8th verse. Coming up.
So how do you get around that whole thing about funeral home does all the work. Why
so that's the shaila. That's why I alluded to it. This is a big shaila in Achreinim. If the funeral home does all the work, is he considered patur min ha-mitzvah because he's no longer oisek b'mitzvah?
Right.
So there are two answers they give. Some work, one works and one doesn't really work. One is to say, but they will call if there's a question. If there's any decision to be made, if it has to be made by family, they will call. So in a sense, he's still oisek b'mitzvah. But that doesn't cover an airplane ride. So if Reuven, Rachmana Litzlan, loses one of his relatives, and they're taking the body there to Yisrael, and he's sitting on the plane, and the body's in the hold for the next 11 hours, he's really not oisek b'mitzvah. He's not doing anything. So it's a big machloikas, does he become chayiv b'mitzvahs at that point or not? There are those achreinim that want to say he's chayiv b'mitzvahs. Not an oisek b'mitzvah. There's those achreinim that say it's based on a taisus, that it's not only oisek b'mitzvah, but it's part of kavod hames, that the Torah wants that a person not do other things, mitzvahs, he be involved in the, what word I don't know, of the mace, be involved in the mourning, I don't want to use the word mourning, but whatever it is, thinking about the mace, and therefore not involved in anything else. This is a big shaila. I heard from Dr. Abraham, who wrote the Mishmas Avram. He was here once, he gave a shiur. that he was sitting with Reb Shlomo Zalman when Reb Shlomo Zalman lost his wife. And Reb Shlomo Zalman had given it over to the Chevra Kedisha. Reb Shlomo Zalman said, now there's a machloikas whether I'm chayav the mitzvah. But if I remember correctly, he said Reb Shlomo Zalman didn't do any mitzvahs at that point. But that's the machloikas. But that's not the aninus of this Gemara. It's very commonly confused because under the same word, einon. But really, it's a different section of the word einon. They both come about because of the loss of a relative, and they're both immediately following the tira of the relative, but one extends longer than the other, and one is a different halacha than the other. So, how can I use the pasuk of a chol zar that I have two of them, one for the zar and one for the woman that marries the kayan? I need it to exclude aninus. Dr. Gemara, Jabyasi ben Chanina min zar v'chol zar nafka. That's going to tell from the word v'chol. And therefore, zar is to exclude the woman who marries the kayan, and v'chol is to say only zar, not aynan. Rashi, Jabyasi ben Chanina, b'perik ha'aru, lahatar aynan b'truma. Okay, so the eighth perik. Frek the Gemara, Vakati mi boile. I still need the pasuk of Ubas Kayan Kisiel is Zor. We're going back to that pasuk, which we are darshining to mean Ubas Kayan Kisiel is Zor. He betrumas hakachim leisoichal. That if she has a relationship with a man that she couldn't marry, she can never eat truma. But the Gemara uses that pasuk for something else, and that is that a woman who gets married to a Yisrael, a Bas Kayin who marries a regular Yisrael, kosher, her husband dies and there are no children. Pasuk says, Shava, a base of Via Knereha, Milechem of Via Teicha, she can go back to eat truma. How about Chaza V'Sheik? A Kayin can feed his family, not only truma, but Chaza V'Sheik. He gets part of the shlamim, part of the taida, kachim kalim, for those who say kurbanos, hamuram mehem ki yaitze mehem, el shav muram nechul lekahanim, linsheyem, livneyem, ulavdeyem. Right? The kayan, his wife, his children, and his avadim can eat chazim eshaik. A Yisrael cannot eat it. How about a woman that got married to a Yisrael? The Yisrael died without kids. She comes back to her father's house. Can she eat chazim v'shaik? And the answer is no. And we learn it out from this pasuk. Ubas kayin kisiel is zar, betrumas hakachim loisoichal. What's separated from kachim, she can never again eat in her lifetime. Truma she can eat during the marriage. When her husband dies, it'll depend whether he left children or he didn't leave children. But kachim, Chazim v'shaik, which is the part of kachim that a daughter of a kayin is entitled to, she can never go back to that. And we learned it out of this blessing. Ubas kayin kisiel le'izdar. A bas kayin who marries a regular Yisrael. Now, we don't need it to say that she doesn't need truma during the marriage. We learned that out already from v'chol zar lo yechobay. It's to tell me, betruma zakachim le'izrechal, she can never eat what's separated from the kachim. So here is a pasuk that we need. So we don't have that extra pasuk for a girl who married somebody, has a relationship with somebody that she had no right with, whose pasuk. That's not what the pasuk is talking about. Pasuk is to tell me a much bigger, a different chiddush, that she can never go back to eat chaz v'shaik. That's the Gemara's kasha. I hope I explained myself. For ex the Gemara, v'akvati mi boyle, the ketan she chayzeres, when this woman goes back to eat truma, she lost her husband and she has no children. Chazeres l'truma ve'ein chazeres l'chazim v'shaik. She goes back to eat truma, but she never goes back for chazim v'shaik. V'yam Rav Chizdam Ravina bar Rav Shila. My crow, which pasuk tells it to me? He'll say, "Ubas kayin kisiel le'izar he betrumas hakachim le'isaychal," which means b'muram le'isaychal b'muram min hakachim. She can never eat what's separated from kachim. she can no longer ever eat Chazav Shaik. Zuck the Gemara, so how can I use this for the Kayin, Bat Kayin, who had a relationship with the Pasol? And for the Gemara, in Kayin Lichtav Krohi Bekachim Leisaycha, if it only meant that, the second Darsha, the one that she can't eat Chazav Shaik, it should say she can't eat Kachim. My betrumas hakachim. Why did the Torah throw in the word truma? He could have just said he bekachim leisaych. I would figure out it means chazav shayk. To tell me shamit b'nei tarti. To tell me two things: that she can't eat kachim if she goes back. Also, if she has a relationship with a puzzle, she can never eat truma. So bas koyin kisiel yizar now has two meanings. It means marrying a yisrael that she can't eat kachim, and marrying, having a relationship with a pasul that she can't eat truma. The same pasuk has two meanings because it says trumas and kachim. One is to tell me an isur, lifetime isur of truma, but only if she marries somebody that she's not, has a relationship with somebody not going to marry. And one is to tell me a lifetime isur of kachim, but that's if she marries anybody. Because I wouldn't need that if she married somebody pasul. She can't even eat truma, but she can't eat kachim. Rashi. Perfect marriage. When she goes back to Beis Aviyah b'mitzvah sabal, v'zera ein lo, ein chazeres l'chazav v'shaik. She doesn't go back to chazav v'shaik shel shlomim lech k'shar achyos ha'ichlos like her other sisters. She doesn't go back. And right, what does it say over there? Sar v'yalala, fine. Pain. And crying. Yalala. Okay. The Gemara's answer is, I learned out the two drashas from Burim and Akachim. As an aside, the Achroinim use this halacha for a shayla. Okay, here we go. I'm picking an example. A Sephardi woman marries an Ashkenazi man. So when she marries an Ashkenazi man, she becomes now, she has to adopt her husband's menhagim, meaning she no longer can eat beans and rice. That goes along with being married to an Ashkenaz. Her husband dies. Now, does she go back to her Sephardi menhagim? Or does she keep her Ashkenazi menhagim? Here's a lady, married, Sephardi lady, girl, grew up, ate beans on Pesach, rice on Pesach, right? Had a lot of chumras, by the way. That's fired them have also. Nobody knows about those. They only know about the chumras.
How about
sleep, saying sleep early? I saying sleep, but the girl doesn't go to sleep. But if she went to sleep, she would say sleep. Oh, well. I'm sorry, guys. But now her husband died. The Ashkenazi husband died. So they bring a raya from this halacha that if she has children, she should maintain her Ashkenazi menhagim. And if she doesn't have children, b'shava b'sevia. She goes back to be like her father. One of the Achrayim brings arrive in this Gemara to Paskin that Shaila. I thought it was interesting. It's a Negeil and Maisa Shaila. And Paskin to this Gemara. She can go back to Truma. That means she goes back to her father's house for all Menhagim. She has children. She stays in her husband's house and she keeps the Menhagim of her husband. That is the, I thought it was very interesting, but one of the Achrayim, I forgot the name, brings this Raya. I think an early Achrayim, not a late Achrayim, an early Achrayim. I thought it was interesting.
Can the husband,
it's a big shot. Can he give her, let her have the coolest that she had as a Sephardi? I don't know. I mean, for sure he doesn't, I don't know. Especially, I mean, some, I guess, I don't want to answer the question, I don't know.
No, I mean, I'll give you another example.
I know what you mean. Can she still eat beans on Pesach?
The other way around. She's married to him.
We can allow her to keep chumras. He doesn't have to force her to eat beans.
How about
the nusach? You can let her down whatever nusach she
yeah?
wants. Yeah, you can let her down whatever nusach she wants. I think so. It makes her day, you let her down whatever nusach. Let her down, that's the main thing.
Is divorce any different?
No. She has children. Yeah, no difference. Interesting, but that's halach and truma is the same. I thought it was an interesting aside from this gemara, nothing to do with the pshat in the gemara. So the gemara writes, "Ashkenazi kahanas, So that tells me that a Bats Kayin, who has a relationship with an Izzar, who we are now translating to mean a woman that she's not allowed to marry, becomes banned from Kahuna the rest of her life, from Truma the rest of her life. Truma Sakachim Leseichel. Levi of Yisrael is Minayin. How do I know that a Levi and Yisraelis who live with a man they're not allowed to marry and then marry a Kayin, which the Gemara is going to say is illicit anyway, but how do I know that they can never eat Truma? Zakti Gemara, because Amar, Reb Abba Amar Rav, Bas Ubas, could have said Bas Kayin. What's Ubas Kayin? What's the extra verb? So Reb Abba dashes it. So Achanami Bas Ubas. He dashes it elsewhere, and we're dashing it here. Rashi, because Amar Reb Abba, I'm sorry, Ashkan Kahanis Lemipsal of the Truma Babias Pasal, because Amar Reb Abba Perig Yesh Mutaris, in the ninth parak of Yavamas, he dashes a Bas Ubas. So over here, we're going to dash in the Vav also to include a Levi of Yisraelis. Zakti Gemara Kaman Kerbekiva, the Darish Vavim. This works according to Kerbekiva, who Masech the Sanhedrin, Darshan's Vavim. But Rabbi Shmuel there argues. So well, how is he going to know Levi of Yisraelis? Zakti Gemara, Fulu Tamer Rabbanon, Kulo Yubas Koy Yisraelu. The whole word Ubas is extra. We're talking about a Kayan's daughter in the passage before. It says, we live Beisai. So could have just said Kisi Elizar. I'll know what that means. Why does it have to say Ubas to begin with? So the extra word is to include Levi of Yisraelis. Rashi, Rebbe Kiva Dairish Vavim, but Sanhedrin, Perik Dalad Mises, Yishmael Achi, he said, Yishmael, my brother, Bas Ubas, Ani Dairish, I Dairish in the Vav. Kulu Ubas Kwa Yisairu, the Tzivla, I'll be never kind of never as we live Beisai, says his kids. Masi Lemichta Babasrei Vichisi Elizar. And when she marries an Izar, why did it have to say Ubas Kayin? To tell me that a Levi of Yisraelis also gets passed for Truma. Frank the Gemara. Ashkechen l'Truma. That tells me that a woman who had a relationship with a man that's usher to her can no longer eat Truma. How about Lekuna Minolon? How do I know that they can't marry a Kayin? Zuck the Gemara. Well, obviously, if we're going to include Levi of Yisraelis, the only way they would eat Truma is marrying a Kayin. So obviously, if we're telling them they can't eat Truma, that means, isn't that saying that they can't marry a Kayin? Because they never eat Truma on their own. Zok to Gemara, out to Levi of Yisrael, Lesloi Lekuna Marbina Lohu? Didn't we include them for Kayin, for Kuna? Yilat Truma, B'nai Tzmeichu Truma Ninu? Could they ever eat Truma to begin with? Meaning, we're trying to say that the question is not a question. Again, the question was, maybe a Bas Kayin who has a relationship with, let's say, a Mamzer, can no longer eat Truma, but maybe she can still marry a Kayin. And the answer is we included Levi of Yisraelis. What did we include them from? Not to eat Truma? How are they ever going to eat Truma? Terence says, they'll marry a Kayin. So the Pasuk is saying they can't marry a Kayin. Zok the Gemara, no, not true. No, because if she can't eat Truma, that means she becomes puzzled. Let me explain what I'm saying. If she can't, meaning why can't it be that she can marry a Kayin and not eat Truma? The answer is what? Why can't it be that she can marry a Kayin, possibly, but not allowed to eat Truma because she had that relationship? But, does he say anything at the bottom? What? No, his question is,
well, what
about Israel?
Ruby said, if
that,
they can't do it,
then
she sure can't do it.
I didn't say that.
No?
No. Doesn't say anything? What did he say in 15? What does it say in 15?
Well, the daughters of Levi and Israel shall eat fit to eat truma when they are married to Cohen. No excess of needs to disqualify them from it when they cohabit with an unfit man while they are married.
No, but the question is, the Gemara says, what do I need a pasuk to exclude them from truma? Obviously, they can't marry a kohen because they can't eat truma without that. So Dr. Harris is asking, maybe without an extra pasuk, I would think they can marry a kohen, but not eat truma as his wife. We had a pasuk they can't eat truma from the word ubas. The Gemara said, how do I know they can't marry a kohen? And the Gemara's response is, well, if they can't eat truma, obviously they can't marry a kohen. But the Gemara is not saying that because by kohenus, the Gemara wants an extra pasuk that you can't marry a kohen, a bat kohen. Let me see if he says something.
My Rebbe, could it be a grusha that married to Cohen and now she's an almana?
Hold 1 second. I mean, why? The question is, Dr. Harris is asking, the Gemara is saying that by Levi'im Yisraelis, automatically the pasuk must be meaning that you can't marry a kohen. Because for truma, she wouldn't be able to eat truma anyway. The only way she can eat truma is by marrying a kohen. So if the pasuk is saying she can't eat truma, it's automatically saying she can't marry a kohen. That's what the Gemara seems to say. So Dr. Harris is asking, maybe she could marry a kohen and not eat truma. Maybe she could marry a kohen and not eat truma.
And both
Druma and Mary. I don't know. I don't have a good answer.
Am I Gretton?
Yes.
Could it be a case of a Bas Cohen who's a Grusha married to a Cohen? And he dies. Can she go back to her father's house, the Cohen?
She became a Chalala the minute she married a Cohen.
But when she becomes an almana,
she's a halala. She remains a halala the rest of her life.
Okay.
You can eat truma.
Right, that's an automatic. So therefore, if she can't eat truma, then that automatically must mean that she can't be in intimate marriage.
I don't know why that's an automatic.
The same way when she goes in, it's an automatic. It's based on a
positive, so. Yeah, but the Gemara here is saying a Bas Kohen who has a relationship with a man that she's not allowed to marry can never eat truma. And the Gemara asks, how do I know she can't marry a Kohen? That's the Gemara's question. So that means the Gemara is saying it's not an automatic by a Bas Kohen. And the Gemara's response is, well, if you excluded a Levi and Yisraelis, aren't you saying she can't marry a Kohen? How else would she eat truma? So Dr. Harris is saying, maybe she can't eat truma, but she can marry the kohen. Just like we want to say about a bas kohen.
Maybe the Gemara's question is really, how do we know that maybe she's not even chal?
It is chal. I don't know. I don't have a good answer. And for the Gemara, Alam Alay Mishkachas led the Kach Lemishul Banah. Gemara says that's not an answer that Levi'in Yisraelis has to be marriage, because it could very well be a Bat Yisrael married a Kayan, had a kid, her husband died, she's eating Truma because of her son, and now she lived with a man that she's Basel. She lived with a Mamzer. She has to stop eating Truma. Nothing to do with marriage to a Kayan. Your answer was that by excluding Levi'in Yisraelis, you're automatically excluding marriage to a Kayan. Not true. Levi'in Yisraelis could be eating because of her son. And then, she was eating because of her son, or daughter. She had a kid from her Kayan husband, who died. And she's eating because of the kid. And now she had a relationship with her Mamzer. So the Pasuk is saying she no longer can eat Truma. Maybe that's what the Pasuk means. Nothing to do with marriage. So we're back to the question. How do I know that these people can't marry a Kayan? Alam Eloi Mishkachas Lev Dekach L'Meshul Benah. Zuck the Gemara Meshul Benah Kal V'Chaymer. No. For that I don't need a Pasuk that a Levi'i Yisraelis who's eating because of her offspring and then has a Pasuk relationship has to lose her right to eat Truma. I can figure it out. Ma Kehenes the Kedusha Dinam Sha'akla. Ma Rechek Bas Kayan who eats on her own with her own Kedusha. She's a Bas Kayan. Pasula having a relationship passels her if she has a relationship with somebody she can't marry. Levi'in Yisraelis, Loyachla B'Shul Benah. Levi'in Yisraelis, whose right to eat Truma is lesser than a Bas Kayan, for sure, like Koshke. So I don't need a Pasuk for Levi'in Yisraelis. I would figure that out with a Kal V'Chaymer. Must be that the Pasuk is answering marriage. So the Gemara's answer is, I don't need a Pasuk for marriage. It's included in Levi'in Yisraelis. What was your question? Maybe Levi'in Yisraelis means without marriage. Not true. Because if a Bas Kayan loses the right to eat Truma, even though she's a Bas Kayan, for sure Levi'in Yisraelis is eating because of somebody else would lose that right. So why did the Pasuk have to include Levi'in Yisraelis? Must be marriage. So we have a Pasuk for marriage to a Kayan. Zuck to Gemara here and then it's just the opposite. Just the opposite. No, I would say the exact opposite. Kehenes, the Kaddish Gufa Pasula. A Kehenes, which is intrinsically a Kayan, she's a Bas Kayan. Then that relationship ruins her, it sullies her. Ha, the like Kaddish Gufa. The Bas Yisrael is eating because of somebody else. She doesn't have intrinsic Kedusha. Like Pasula. Kal V'Chaymer doesn't work. So we're back to the Kasha. Why do I need a Pasuk for I do need a Pasuk for Kahuna because Levi'in Yisraelis might be talking about a Levi'in Yisraelis eats because of a kid. Let me take the Gemara through again, step by step outside, and then we'll do Rashi again. Gemara's Kasha was we have a Pasuk that says a Bas Kayan who has a relationship with a man she can't marry cannot eat Truma. Frank, the Gemara, how do I know she can't marry a Kayan? So the Gemara, well, I included Levi'in Yisraelis that she can't eat Truma. That only would be through marriage. Obviously, it's saying she can't marry a Kayan, and that we had a problem with, but that's what the Gemara said. That Levi'in Yisraelis, by saying she can't eat Truma, is automatically saying she can't marry a Kayan. Gemara responded and said, no, it's not. I can have a Levi'in Yisraelis eating Truma without benefit of marriage to a Kayan. And that is if she has offspring from a Kayan. So she's eating Truma because of her offspring. So we have her, need a Pasuk to tell me that if she has a relationship with somebody Pasul, she can no longer eat. Therefore, I do need a Pasuk to tell me that they can't marry a Kayan. It's not implicit in the fact that she can't eat Truma. Because not eating Truma might have nothing to do with marriage. But the whole Kasha was, the whole answer was, I don't need a Pasuk for Kahuna. Because I have Levi'in Yisraelis, which automatically told me Kahuna. It's not true. Levi'in Yisraelis does not automatically tell me Kahuna. Levi'in Yisraelis might be talking about Levi'in Yisraelis that doesn't eat because of a husband, eats because of kids. The Gemara said that's not a good answer. Meaning, it doesn't answer your, not a good, we had a Kasha, we need a Pasuk for Kahuna. The answer is we don't need a Pasuk for Kahuna because Levi'in Yisraelis. We slugged up that answer, and we said we do need a Pasuk for Kahuna because Levi'in Yisraelis is eating because of her kid. Gemara's response is, That I wouldn't need a platnik for. So we're again going back to our answer. Leviv Yisraelis means marriage. Because I wouldn't need a platnik for eating with her kid. Because Marach HaBatz Kohen, who has so much right to truma, cannot eat truma after that relationship. For sure, Leviv Yisraelis, which has a lesser right to truma. So for sure she can't. So why did the Torah include Leviv Yisraelis? Must be marriage. Zok the Gemara, it's not true. Adarabba. The more Kedusha, the more susceptible to begat. The Bas Kohen, who's so Kaddish, she has that relationship. She ruins her. The Levi Yisraelis doesn't have intrinsic Kedusha, so maybe she doesn't get ruined. I need a pasuk. So I'm back to the question. Where is a pasuk for Kahuna? Maybe the pasuk is only for Truma. And Levi Yisraelis is talking about a case where she's eating because of her kids. And I wouldn't have figured it out on my own. Because the Levi of Israelis doesn't have intrinsic Kedusha. So I'm back to the Kasha. Where do I know that a Bas Kohen, or a Levi, or a Yisraelis, that has a relationship with a man she's not allowed to marry, can no longer marry a Kohen? That's the question. Yes, you had a question, Abram? Rashi. Dr. Rashi. Lekuna min Allah. Shaloi tinat sa'id l'kaya b'shabar l'absol. The Gemara answers, I wouldn't need a pasuk for that. And the Gemara says, I do need a pasuk. The very Kavachaymer that you used to say, I would know that a Levine Israelis can't eat Truma, he had me in the sentence that didn't lahatr. That very Kavachaymer says the exact opposite. Veloy Lester, because Kahan is the Kaddish Gufa. Adarabba, you're making a Kavachaymer, it's the exact opposite. You're proving my point, because a Kahanis who's intrinsically Kaddish gets sullied. A Levine Israelis that's not intrinsically Kaddish, there's nothing to sully. And for the Gemara, Elu Lakuna Kavachaymer Migrusha. Now, the Gemara, you're right. I don't need a pasuk for kahuna because I can learn it out from a kavachaymer from a grusha. A grusha is allowed to eat truma. She's married. Her husband divorces her. She has no kids. She goes back home and eats truma. She can never marry a kohen, but she can eat truma. That means which is stricter? Marriage? What? Bas Kohen marries Yisrael, has no kids, gets divorced from her husband, can go back and eat truma. Fair is a pasuk. And she can't marry a Kohen. Kohen can't marry a Grusha. That means that shows us that which is the more stricter Isser, marriage to a Kohen or eating Truma. From Grusha we see that marrying a Kohen is a stricter Isser than eating Truma. The Raya is, you have a lady that can eat Truma and can't marry a Kohen. So for sure a lady who can't eat Truma can't marry a Kohen. Right. Kavachayma migrusha. Uma grusha chumateres betruma. Asur lakuna. Marech grusha who's asur bekuna. Mutar betruma. Sorry. Can't marry a kayan. So zush asur betruma eda din shibsul lakuna. So mamela, I have a pasuk for kahuna. Included in truma is kahuna. If I tell a lady, a bas kayan, you can never eat truma again, that means that she can never marry a Kayan. Because I have a Grusha that can eat Truma and can't marry a Kayan. That means marrying a Kayan is more severe than eating Truma. So therefore, I don't need a Pasi for Kuna. I need a Pasi for Truma. And that automatically tells me Kuna. Tracting Gemara v'chim Azirim and Adin. Can you give Malkus based on a Kal v'chimer? But I said, the Lav is about Truma. The Lav is not about Kuna. You figured it out with a Kal v'chimer. Grand. Wonderful. But you're using a Kavachaymer to give a person Malkus. Can you do that? We have a rule that says, Eimazirim and Adin. We never punish anybody with Malkus based on logic. And that's what you're doing.
Well, who says you're getting Malkus here?
Well, it's a lav. If not, let's use the pasuk for a lav.
Yeah, well, what I'm trying to say is, it's still going to be an issue. Even though you're not getting Malkus, it's still going to be an issue, right?
Right, but the question is, would she get Malkus? Let's ask the question that way.
Oh, okay.
And for the Gemara, Gilu Milsa Baal Mahim. Now, I'm going to try my best to explain it. The Gemara does not view this as a Kal v'chaymer. The Gemara views this as part and parcel. By showing me that Grusha can eat Truma and not marry a Kayan, it is showing me that the ban to Truma includes Kayan without a Kal V'Chomer. Grusha is just a revelation of which, what's included in what. By showing me that a Grusha can do A and not B, automatically if you can't do A, it means B, without a Kal V'Chomer. The very fact, Grusha is just showing me the how it sets up. But it's not I need a Kal V'Chomer. I need something to show me the pecking order of severity. But once I see the pecking order of severity, it's automatically included in the pasuk. So Trashi, Balav Kalvachimazir Menadin, it didn't Kalvachimir look like Balav Gomer, so Kaimalan de Mazir Menadin. We have a rule that we don't do that. Gilin Milsa Ba'almi, the Lav Mela Fine Alfina. We don't really learn out Lav Lakuna Mitruma. The Mamela, even if the Lakuma is the Lakuna. The Truma Haina Kedushas Kahuna. Truma is Kedushas Kahuna. So if she can't marry a Kayan, she can't eat Truma, she obviously can't marry a Kayan. That's what we're saying. We don't need a Kal V'Chomer. Grusha is just a revelation in how the pecking order goes. I don't need to actually learn how to Kal V'Chomer. That's what the Gemara is saying. Fine.
You wouldn't
know it
until you had a Kal
V'Chomer.
I know.
No.
Usually you
call
the
Kal V'Chomer outside. Kal V'Chomer would be. Let me try to explain this.
Is it Kal V'Chomer? You get a Kal V'Chomer.
No, it's not a Kal V'Chomer. Let me try to explain what I'm saying. Let me try to explain it. Trying to find the case. Give me 30 seconds trying to organize my thoughts. Kal V'Chomer would be if you would say that a Grusha can eat Truma, right? She can eat Truma. Trying to find a halacha that would be a pertinent. A Grusha can eat Truma, that, and she can't be in charge of cleaning up the svarim, let's say. And I would make a Kal V'Chomer. Not a Grusha that can eat Truma can't clean up the svarim. So this lady that can't eat Truma for sure can't clean up the svarim. That's a Kal V'Chomer. Because cleaning up the svarim is not intrinsically part of being a kahanas. It's a separate issue. A Grusha might have it. Yes, you have a Kal V'Chomer, but I can't punish based on a Kal V'Chomer. But what if the thing you're talking about is in the intrinsic item? Marrying kahuna and eating truma is kedushas kahuna. And that's one item. It's not learning out a new halacha. It's defining what kedushas kahuna is. So Grusha is just defining for me where truma and kahuna fit in kedushas kahuna. You understand what I'm trying to say? If the halakha would be a Grusha can eat Truma, but she can't clean up the Svarim. And I would only say this way, they can't eat Truma, but sure can't clean up the Svarim. I would say that's a Kal V'Chomer. Who says? I mean, you don't punish based on a logic. But here I'm not trying to learn out. I'm trying to define her status of non-Kahuna, of non-Kedushas Kahuna. So Grusha defines for me that not being able to eat Truma is a lack in Kahuna, and therefore she can't marry a Kayan. That's what I think the Gemara is trying to say. That's what I think Rashi is adding those words. The Truma Hainu Kedushas Kahuna. That's what Rashi is trying to say. It's not a Kal V'Chomer, it's a definition of the word. What is Kedushas Kahuna? That's what I think. So, to review at this point what we have, the bottom line is, how do I know that a lady that has a relationship with someone she can't marry cannot eat Truma? from the pasuk of bas kohen kisiel izar, he betrumas hakachim loisaychal. Could have said he bekachim loisaychal. Says betrumas hakachim loisaychal. So tell me, should get any truma ever again? Right, we went through why these psukim are extra. We went through how we know Levi and Yisrael is from the Vav or from the extra Bas. We went through why we know she can't marry a Kayan. We learned that out from Grusha, so we're good to go. At least we think we're good to go. Frak the Gemara, the Aim Manivala Lapasula, Chai Vikrisis. Who says that she had a relationship with somebody that's a Lav? Maybe the Pasuk is talking about she had a relationship with someone she's Chai Vikrisis. Bas Kayan had a relationship with her brother. That's when she can't eat truma. But if she had a relationship with a mamzer, the allergy of mine is getting worse. I don't know what to do. I guess you have to get to this bottom of it one of these days. I had it a whole winter, but it was much less. I don't want to take medicine.
Why not?
I hate medicine. I take enough medicine. I understand, but he also tried to create that. You should try to avoid it. Medicine is a sham. And don't worry about it. It doesn't bother me. It just bothers me different. I don't care. I'm fine. But he's a shot. He gives shots also. Anyway, back to it. Johnson & Johnson. I didn't take a Johnson & Johnson. They took it off the market. But, in fact, the Gemara, maybe it means a relationship with Chai Vikrisis, not with Chai Vilavin. They manipulate the apostle of Chai Vikrisis. Zuck Trashi. They manipulate the apostle of Chai Vikrisis. She bought Lacha, apostle of Truma de Benasha. She lived with her brother. She can't eat Truma from her father. I have a Chai Vilavin given the Tavsilu Bakadushin. It would be a legal, I'm sorry, it would be a legitimate marriage, legitimate? Not right, valid marriage, le paslila, the kusi, the nasin, umamzer, the pasli, minola. How do I know chai v'lav? Maybe it's only chai v'kris. Who? The what? Rabbi Kiva, you mean? Yeah, but we're going with Rabbana now. Rabbi Kiva's coming in later. And for the Gemara, kisiyah, merachmana. It says, ubaskain kisiyah. Siya means marriage. Kisiyah means someone who has the ability to marry. Not legally, but validly. Hanuk de ismu havaya. Lav chai v'krisis, lav b'nei havaya. The pasuk says she had a relationship with a man that the marriage would be valid. By using the word kisiyah, the pasuk is saying this is a bas kohen who has a relationship with a man she could validly marry, but legally not marry because of izar. So it's an izar who could do havaya. So the pasuk is talking about chai v'lavin, and it's saying she can never eat truma. Rashi, hanak de izbe havaya mida afke lahak bia b'loshin havaya. Since the Torah calls this relationship havaya. We're talking about Bnei Kedushin, and they still pass. Okay. So now, how about Chai V'Krisis? Does she become possible for Truma? How about Chai V'Krisis? The Torah said Havaya. So does the Torah mean only Chai V'Lavim? Or even Chai V'Lavim? I don't know if you can say that here. We can talk about this eventually tomorrow.
I'm going to do that Rashi.
That big Rashi? It's coming up tomorrow, Mitch.